Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. Hey, what's the key to the show? You know what the key to the show is? We don't know what we're doing. That's the key. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one little Tootsie Roll. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Wow. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we're cheap and
I need about $350.
We don't want to pay $350. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? That's a great question. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We're asking life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, we have a daily double. If the Flintstones were in the caveman BC era days, then exactly how did they celebrate Christmas? I'm just trying to figure it out, folks. Asking life questions. And here's the other life question. Think this one through. Much deeper philosophical thought right here. What should cheese say when cheese gets its picture taken? What does cheese say? Does it say human? I don't know. What does it say? You got to think about these things. Bible trivia for cool yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Oh, look at me. I'm making people happy. I'm the magical man from Happy Land in a gumdrop house on Lollipop Lane.
Oh, by the way, I was being sarcastic.
There you go. What are we doing? We're living life as Christians. We're doing that thingy. Your phone calls and more. We do have some breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Nelson Mandela has passed away. That is for real. We're going to talk about that briefly when we get back. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Hey, man, wrong show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Believe me, you don't want to miss any of this.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Every day in San Diego, 10,000 men, women, and children are homeless. I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rescue Mission. This holiday season, we are experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services for families with young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in our urgent holiday appeal to provide food, shelter, and hope to homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. You can help provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great, and the time is now. Help assure the Rescue Mission can give a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. We must have your support in order to deliver these critical services. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
experienced the best and the worst in caregiving. Hi, I'm Portia Vogt, president of Golden Care. When my Aunt Alice got older and needed help caring for herself, I saw how critical it is to choose the right caregiver. It's about integrity and relationships. That's why I started Golden Care. Because seniors in San Diego County should have the chance to live safe, healthy lives in their own homes whenever possible. If the senior you love needs help managing their life, call Golden Care. We offer affordable, concierge-quality caregivers. Whether it's 24-hour care or just a few hours a day, our caregivers are accountable. Call Golden Care today for your free assessment.
Golden Care offers light housekeeping, meal prep and cooking, feed and care of pets, dressing, grooming, home organization. Compassionate, dependable, accountable. Call 760-828-5201. Serving all of San Diego County. 760-828-5201 or online at getgoldencare.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Last night I took a walk after dark. I swing a place called Palisade Park. Taz and Park, see what I could see.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let me tell you, this segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control and our very good friend, Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. By the way, she doesn't have to pay extra for that sound effect. I'm just saying, just to let you know. Let's see. Ecola Termite Pest Control uses microwave, electrogun, and patented Ecola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. There's $100 off any termite work when you call, or $50 off any initial pest control in celebration of their 30-plus years of service. You go to ecolatermite.com to get the information, or I'll call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. The great, you know, Ecola, they have this line: powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. I never share that line. But that's because it's like, man, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. You see how that works? The bottom line, Sue has a show on Saturdays, 4 p.m. on Saturdays here on KPRZ Inspirational Show. But if you call 800-332-BUGS, you can get $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. Tell Sue you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, and you too can get a cherry lollipop. There you go. That's our thing. We're giving out cherry lollipops. Couple things we want to cover. We do want to acknowledge, and I want to tell this. We did say this in the open. Nelson Mandela at 1:46 our time, so 4:46 Eastern time, passed away. Nelson Mandela, the anti-apartheid icon and father of modern South Africa, has passed away. He was struggling. He was 95 years old, so he was, you know, he was an older gentleman. He'd been struggling with illnesses for a while. There was nothing new. They've been going through this process for a little bit. Definitely a hero to all people. I just want to say that for his family, you know, terrific, wonderful man that they've allowed the world to share. That's kind of cool stuff. I like that. And he did a great job, and we should acknowledge that when that takes place. The only thing that's going to be negative at all is I'm giving MSNBC about six more minutes. That'll be actually 30 minutes after he passed away. Then they'll start to blame, you know, the Tea Party for killing off Nelson Mandela. It's coming. Just wait. It's coming. Trust me. In tomorrow's papers and tomorrow's internet, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be there. It's going to be. The Tea Party did it. We want to say thank you to the Lord for giving somebody that brought freedom to thousands and millions of people. And we think that's good, because anybody that the Lord uses to bring freedom is good. Still, in all of that freedom, we say that apart from Christ, no man is getting in. So that's the bottom line. But we do hope and pray. I hope that Nelson Mandela had a great relationship with the Lord. I certainly hope so. But it ain't going to be based on works left or right. So an acknowledgement for that, serious props for that. No qualms, no problems. Okay. Let's see. How far do I want to go? How far do I want to go on this? How deep?
Really far.
Okay. Really far, huh?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
But I know. But, you know, I've got a DDD that is just like, You can't believe it. It's one of those things. But I did leave off yesterday, and I feel bad. I've had my wife chastise me verbally because I mentioned that Professor X gave me a piece of paper, and then I never actually shared with everybody what the piece of paper said.
Well, you never said you were going to. You were just acknowledging the fact he gave you a piece of paper.
No.
Listening, you know, it could be blank.
Yeah, that's true, except I actually did say, when we come back, we're going to go over what he gave me. So that was...
Well, I was off yesterday.
Yeah, so you didn't hear that part. That's okay. He gave me a piece of paper, and you know, I'm going to share what this piece of paper says, just not right now. Is that bad or what? Okay, folks, you want to hear bad. This is in Frisco, Texas. Frisco. Isn't Frisco something like a lard? Or is that
That's
something?
Crisco.
Oh, it's not Frisco, it's Crisco?
Crisco.
Crisco's a lard, not Frisco. Anyway, in Lard, Texas, I mean Frisco, Texas, there is an elementary school that has taken, it's called Nicholas Elementary School, has taken the winter party to a new level. You want to hear what the new level is?
They're calling it a spring party?
That's way, way beyond that. This is the first school in the state of Texas to violate the Merry Christmas law. Here's the bottom line. School bans Christmas trees and, hold on, and the color red and the color green. No, here, listen. This is what it says. The first school, they've banned Christmas trees in the color red and the color green from the upcoming winter party. Boys and girls who attend the Nicholas Elementary winter party will not be able to make any reference to Christmas. Apparently, they've bought a cattle prod, and if somebody says anything like, let's wait on that call. If anybody says anything like Christmas, they're going to zap them. Okay, that part's a joke. But the part that's unbelievable is you can't make any reference to Christmas or any other religious holiday because, you know, during Christmas, I often talk about, different holidays like, you know, I don't know, Halloween. What are you talking about? During Christmas, what do you talk about? Christmas? Christmas presents?
Yeah, that's my go-to.
Yeah, get together. I mean, hey, it's Christmas. Hey, no talking about Thanksgiving over there. Hey, I heard you say the word turkey. Stop that.
4th of July.
4th of July. You can't have that. No discussions. What's worse is you can't use the colors red and green. Listen, I got a statement to make. Everybody listen to this. If you are of descent of Mexico, you should be rising up and saying that this is racist. You should be saying ridiculous.
Same with the Italians.
Yeah, the Italians. Who else has got a green? I know there's another couple of countries that have the colors like that on the flag. You can't even say green. You can't say red. What color's my blood?
Blue.
I punched him in the nose. I gave him a bloody blue nose. What? I mean, you can't even be green blood. At least you could be a Vulcan, but you can't do that. And you can't have red blood. You can't say blood. You can't say red. You can't say... I don't know. Is it me, or does this go in the insane file? Does this go into... you can't make any reference to Christmas. Christmas trees are banned along with the colors red and green. You know
That's not even the insane file. That goes in like the ludicrous file.
It does go in the ludicrous. You know what's a real problem? You know, you better not be a person in Frisco, Texas. You better not be a person in Frisco, Texas, and you better not buy Hershey Kisses because the Christmas Kisses come in red and green. And you can get
you better
in trouble.
Stock up now. There's some silver wrappers left.
So now you can't have Hershey Kisses because it's too much Christmas. And you want to know why people don't like Christmas? Because they don't like Jesus. You notice that there's no other holiday that they're singling out and doing this to. None, except for Christmas, the one that's Christmas. You know, people are like, well, you can't say Merry Christmas, right? Say Christmas, Happy Christmas. Because the bottom line is it's about Jesus Christ. Jesus is the reason for the season. And if people don't like it, they have three options. They can buy really good earplugs. Two, they can get on a raft and go to Cuba. Or three, they can get some Elmer's glue with some instant glue. Just put it on their lips. Hold together with a compress for about 60 or 70 minutes and then speak your mind. That's my goal. What do you think? I think that's reasonable. So the PTA got together and discussed this and says, no, we're going to keep this in place. And the real reason why is because they've lost their minds. It's like, really? You can't say green. You can't say it's Christmas. By the way, Christmas, Merry Christmas, a federal holiday. You don't have to like it. Oh, it's not a federal holiday. Apparently, you've not read the website from the White House, which tells you what the federal holidays are for 2013.
Try mailing something on Christmas. See how long the line is at the post office.
Well, I think the point is that it's governmentally sanctioned as Merry Christmas, and then people are like, it promotes religion. Too bad. You know what? You don't like it? Go to Atheland, wherever that is. Where's Atheland? Is that like an island? It's got to be a lie, like an island somewhere in Nowhereville.
Yeah, you know? San Francisco.
Oh, no. But you know, there is that place. What is that? Alcatraz. We can just, they can all go to Alcatraz. They can stay there. We'll even pay for the shipping. Go ahead. You can't say red or green or Christ on Christmas. Oh, my goodness. You know, you're not going to be able to say USA pretty soon in America. It's like, it's so stupid. People really think this stuff. Hey, here's the deal. Are you a Christian? You better not be ashamed of Christ. Now, I'm not this big, hey, everybody's got to celebrate Christmas guy. I don't think that way. I think that you don't want to celebrate Christmas? Don't. Somebody wants to celebrate Christmas? Let them. What do you care? How does it hurt you? So what? And the retailers make money? Sure, they make money. Kids get happy because they get presents? Yeah, that's why we do Toys for Joy. What the whole point of that, the whole Toys for Joy is to bless kids. So big deal. So they get some Legos and somebody says, hey, somebody loves you. That's a good thing, folks, not a bad thing. Okay? Good thing. All right, when we come back, I'll get off my little soapbox. I might talk about what Professor X said, but probably not. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back for more fun. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at kprz.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now's a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
For one night only, Jackson & Associates Sports Entertainment Management presents An Evening of Hope with Grammy Award winner and gospel praise powerhouse Israel Houghton and New Breed.
Anybody got a testimony? Do you mind if I just tell my story?
On Friday, December 6th, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., An Evening of Hope comes to the historic Balboa Theater with a concert benefiting City of Hope Hospital and Cancer Research Center.
Wait,
Start the Christmas holiday season with an opportunity to come together to honor the memory of loved ones who have been lost to cancer and pay tribute to those who have survived their battles with cancer. For tickets and information, contact San Diego Theaters Ticketing at 619-570-1100. That's 619-570-1100. Or visit Ticketmaster.com.
I want you.
people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Calm down and call or click Carlsbad Collision Center. They can repair minor dings or major damages quickly. Any make, any model. They can also help you with your insurance claim. For your free estimate, visit carlsbadcollision.com today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. Zero Res, using scientifically proven empowered water that leaves your carpets. It leaves it soft, smelling fresh, dries quickly. It's safe for pets, kids, allergy sufferers. The techs are prompt, polite, and professional. And that's the company I use. 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. The special right now, two rooms for $99. If you give a can of food to the local food bank, they'll do a 10-foot hallway for free. Plus, you get the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee, which is the key. 858-486-4100. It's not a company that does your carpet, then runs out the door. They want you to want them to come back when you do the carpets the next time. Zero Res is who you want to call. 858-486-4100. And the first 15 people that sign up for Zero Res will get a grape lollipop. See, on Nicola was a cherry lollipop. Now it's going to be a grape one. Okay. All right. By the way, it turns out that somebody turned the air conditioning off in the studio. Which, if you don't understand, you ever seen you saw the movie Rocky, didn't you, RoboPaul?
Of course.
Okay. So remember he goes into the meat locker and then he starts hitting the meat?
Yeah.
And then, okay.
Classic scene.
Yeah. See, that temperature, that coolness, that's how it's supposed to be here in the studio. And that's in order to freeze my heartless heart. So somebody was trying to melt me with an over amount of heat. We have corrected the issue and I'm giving a big shout out to those who use the studio. Stop that. Okay, very good. Got that taken care of. Let's see. Let's do a check of the weather. Hey, it's kind of cloudy, but it's still sunny. It's still got blue in it, but it looks like it's going to be a marvelous sunset, even though we're not there yet. So I say the weather's kind of cool. And then traffic is not too shabby. It looks pretty good. Okay. All right, folks. A DDD for the ages. I better find out what my time is because I don't want people to be getting mad at me. There's a couple things I want to talk about. This is a really deep teaching. It's not the world's best teaching because I'm not the world's best teacher. But it's an interesting teaching and it's one to challenge us. It comes out of Luke chapter 21, verse 34 for those that are taking notes. Luke chapter 21, verse 34. RoboPaul, how long do I got? About 4 minutes or so, right in that range? 3 minutes? What? I can't have that long. That's way too long. That's way, way, way too long. That's wrong. Okay, I know I've got like 7 minutes or something like that. It's got to be... Okay. Did you say 10? Did you say 12? Did you say 14? Hike. What did you say? Oh, okay. So am I supposed to remember that? Oh, okay. I don't remember stuff. Look at me. I'm almost as old as Ohio State Ron. Not quite. Which, by the way, his birthday's coming up on Monday. Ohio State Ron, you know how old he's going to be? I don't know. How old is a Buckeye? That's how old Ron is, just so you can know. I don't know how old that is, but okay. Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter. See, people run into the studio and shout things here at this show. That's how we do stuff. Luke chapter 21, verse 34 says this. Now get ready, because this is going to be, this is going to be a toughie. Hey, I'm warning you. I'm forewarning you. I'm pre-warning you. I'm warning, post-warning you. I'm warning you before, during, and after. When a preacher preaches, he tells you what he's going to tell you. He tells you, and then he tells you what he told you. Well, that's kind of what I'm warning you on. Luke chapter 21, verse 34 says this, be on your guard so that your minds are not dulled from carousing, drunkenness, and the worries of life. Or that day when the Lord returns will come upon you unexpectedly. Boy, anytime you do a DDD and you're not just saying roses, roses and prunes. When you're not saying roses and prunes and flour and cake, oh boy. Luke chapter 21, verse 34 says this, be on your guard so that your minds are not dulled from carousing, drunkenness, and the worries of life. Or that day will come upon you, the return of the Lord, unexpectedly. So the first thing we get in Luke chapter 21, verse 34 is to be on your guard. And the thing about being on your guard is this, and this is the big thing I want to say. Be alert. Don't be comatose in your Christianity. You know when you ate on Thanksgiving and you had, let's say you had a pretty good helping, and then you had pie, and Robo Producer told me they did this at the very end, and then he had pie, and then at the very end, after he was already full, he looked at the pie again, and the pie said, please, please have some more of me. Then he had a little bit more, and then he couldn't move. He was immovable because he ate just that little extra, and he was kind of comatose, or I guess that's comatose. This is what Scripture tells us not to be in our spiritual and in our mental capacity. Don't be comatose. Be on guard. Be alert. You know something that Jesus said that people miss often? He said, watch and pray. You know what he didn't say? He didn't say pray and watch. He said, watch and pray. We need to be alert. We need to be in tune. You need to know your surroundings. We need to know what's going on. In this case, regarding our minds, we need to be on guard. And here's what it says. Be on guard so that your minds are not dulled. Now, what do you think that is? What do you think a dulling of the mind is? Well, sometimes when you're listening to this show, you may feel like you're having a dulling of the mind.
And I get paid for it.
Well, it's not so bad because then you're getting paid for it. But here's the thing. The dulling of the mind is when you knock down your sensitivities in your thinking process. It's when you close them off. It's when you check out, so to speak. And the Scripture tells us, be careful so that your minds are not dulled. And then it gives us three elements, three actions that dull the mind. Now, you would think out of these three, only one of these seems like it's logical, but all three can dull your minds. And why? Because sin can dull our minds. It says, make sure your minds are not dulled from carousing, from drunkenness, and the worries of life. Carousing is sexual promiscuity. It's people being, everything about life is about sex and about pleasure and about feeling good at the moment. Oh, it's got to be right now or never. If it feels good, do it. It doesn't matter if it's painful to people or anything else. If it feels good, do it. That's the carousing kind of attitude. It's not a partying attitude. Carousing is sexual activity that's outside of the framework of the Lord. It's being a person that thinks that they're going to find fulfillment, acknowledgement, comfort in sexual actions. Guess what's not going to happen? That. And when you make sexuality your pursuit, your mind becomes dull. And I know it's not popular to say that in the United States of America, Dave. Tough. Jesus said it 2,000 years ago, it still applies. It applied 4,000 years ago. It applies forever. When sexuality is your pursuit, you have dulled your mind. You are not sensitive and you are not aware. Number two, it says drinking. Now, who could not understand that? That if you're drinking too much, and some people do this on purpose, they drink so much that they feel nothing. And it's escapism. You know what I mean? It's kind of a checking out of the system, right? And Jesus says, if you're drinking, if you're not just drinking, let me rephrase it. If you're drunk, not drinking, I'm not talking about a beer. I'm not talking about two beers. I'm talking about you have to sit down and have 2 6-packs. You need to have 3 6-packs. You need to have 10 shots. I don't care if you, I mean, nobody's objecting to somebody having a glass of wine in general. I mean, even Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 5:23, use a little wine for thine often infirmities. But if you have to drink the whole bottle just to survive, that's a problem. So it's not just sexual promiscuity. It's not just drinking. It's also this one, and nobody talks about this. Another thing that dulls the mind is worrying about life. And Jesus puts worry right next to sexual promiscuity and drunkenness. Because when you're so worried and so caught up in the worry of things, you're so caught up in the minutiae of the outside things, it brings you down and dulls your mind. I know it's a me. You're like, what? That can't possibly be. No, these actions all have the same impacts on our mind. They strain the brain. And the people are going, well, you can't say that about worry. Really? Did Jesus say this or not? Do not worry. In fact, when Jesus said it, it was not a suggestion. It was a commandment. And when we get so worried in life, we get so tangled and knotted up that we dull ourselves. These three things, Jesus said, don't do these things, man, because they will dull your thinking. They will dull your mind. Do not make sexual pursuit your pursuit of light. Do not make drunkenness your way of living. And do not let the worries of life consume your mind so as to dull your thinking. Instead, be on your guard. That's what the Lord says. That's what we need to do. Got it? Get it? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I might yet read the special piece of paper Professor X gave me. Who knows?
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
'Tis the season to shop and dine at Old Town's Fiesta Del Reyes. Spend $20 in the 19 boutique gift shops and get $5 off at any of their 3 restaurants, Barber Bar, Saloon, Casa Del Reyes, or the Cosmopolitan Restaurant. Find details at FiestaDelReyes.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike McIntosh, and I want to reach out today to anyone who's living in bondage to drugs or alcohol. Hey, I understand where you're at. I started drinking at 15, and later on, I nearly lost my sanity and my family due to drugs. If it weren't for the grace and power of Jesus Christ, I most likely would have died. I want you to know that there really is hope. And one of the best places I know where you can find that hope is Calvary Ranch. No matter how far gone you are, how lost you are, how addicted you are, Calvary Ranch is a great place to get the help and support you need to be free of drugs and alcohol and be all that God would have you be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
My dad's in prison and I haven't seen him in a long time.
Mine too, and at Christmas, I miss him most.
Here's Jim Liske of Prison Fellowship to explain how, for just $73.50, you can help reach 6 hurting children.
Christmas is an especially tough time for kids with a mom or dad in prison. And that's why Angel Tree is a wonderful, God-given opportunity to break through all that pain and make an eternal difference.
Call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Your gift of $73.50 can help send Angel Tree gifts and the gospel to 6 children. To say thank you, you, we'll send you a 2013 Angel Tree Keepsake Ornament for your tree and the inspirational book, Hope. That's 1-855-50-ANGEL.
Why should these kids suffer because of the mistakes of their mom or dad? Please call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Be as generous as you can.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Hey, it's Heather Lloyd with news from KPRZ. KPRZ is giving you the opportunity to send your child to a top Christian school for half price. That's right. Give your child the Christian education you've always wanted them to have and pay half price the regular 2013-2014 school tuition fee. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuition banner to see the participating Christian schools. To qualify, you must be able to put the entire 2013-2014 half price tuition amount on your credit card. Choose from top Christian schools throughout San Diego County. It's not too early to plan for your child's school choice this fall. For details and a complete list of schools to choose from, log on to KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuitions banner. Again, log on to KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuitions banner. Then, get ready to secure a school for your child. Remember, log on to KPRZ.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, we just did that DDD on people who were worrying or are drinking or are making sexual activity their kind of chief goal in life and how that dulls the mind. I think that's kind of appropriate in the sense of we have this sponsor called Genesis Recovery. If you're a person that is stuck in that drinking process, in the drug process, in any kind of process that holds you back, you know what? Give Genesis Recovery a call. They're really, I mean, I talk with Tommy. He's coming on next week. He's the executive director of Genesis Recovery. Nice guy, full of the Lord, full of the Holy Spirit. Just really, you know, kind of like excited about what he's doing, what he's called to. You can go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Why did I say, I didn't say the word right. How did I not say Genesis correctly? Man, I need help. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. You can also call 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Now, look, if you know somebody that's really having a hard time with drugs or alcohol, or if you want to help, you want to give, you want to be a part of it, it's a ministry that's connected to the Rock Church. They're a very strong, Christ-centered, 12-step recovery process, and they're really good at it, and you really like them. When this guy comes on, you're going to sense it. He's going to come on, and with him, by the way, when he comes on, he's also going to be bringing Frank St. John, who's got a wonderful testimony. So it's going to be very, very cool, and I just want to bring that up to you and let you know that that's something that we can all support, certainly at a minimum by prayer. We can all support that no matter what. Okay. Hey, Robo, how you doing? How are things going? How's life?
In the realm of lunch department, I had probably one of the better lunches I've had in the last couple of weeks. It was awesome.
You know, that doesn't make me very happy since I had that lean cuisine that tasted like fish.
I know. I just thought about that right now. I didn't have fish either.
You're not helping me. That's not helping me because now I'm thinking, you know, I had that lean cuisine. I did have my popcorn, but the wife and I, we went to the doctor this morning. You know what he said?
No idea.
Get a life. No, kidding. He said, yeah, we're okay. We're doing all right. We got to make some changes, though. We got to do a couple things differently. Apparently, we have
As long as he didn't say no more corned beef.
No, he didn't say that. But you know what? As long as we pay our doctor bill, I think we're okay. But we haven't done that yet either. Okay, anyway, a couple things to cover for you. Yesterday, Professor X gave me a piece of paper. You remember that? Professor X came and gave you a piece of paper. You gave it to me.
I think it sounded something like this.
It did. And so I was supposed to read it, but then I never did. But I never did do a news story, so nobody can really be mad at me about that part of it. So I've decided that I'm going to read what Professor X gave me. Some people will not find this funny. And for those people that don't find this funny, then what do you want me to do? Get a funny bone. I don't, go to this. Here it is. No, this is what it is. Go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a clue. How about that? Is that good? Thank you very much. All right. I'm not going to read all of these, but this is a list from Stephen Wright, some very interesting observations. This is what he said. And this came directly from Professor X. Remember, Professor X is the leader of the mutants here at KPRZ. Okay. Here's one of the things that it said. Okay. 99% of lawyers give the rest a bad name. You get that? You have to think about that. That's like, what? Okay, let me do another one, see if you catch this. 82.7% of all statistics are made up. Did you get that? Did you get the 82? That, you don't think that's funny? Come on. A clear conscience is generally the sign of a bad memory. Okay, not bad. How about this? Okay, so what's the speed of dark? You like that? That's good. This is one of my favorites. Depression is just anger without enthusiasm.
That's my favorite.
That's a good one. This one. I intend to live forever. So far, so good. What happens if you get scared to death? I'm sorry. What happens if you get scared half to death twice? Okay. That's a good question. And then this one. Why do psychics ask your name? I've always wondered, you know, how do they not know? It's like, come on. That's pretty funny stuff. And then the last one, and we won't do any more. Let's see. Everybody has a photographic memory. It's just a plain fact that some people just don't have film. Very nice. That was Professor X. Everybody waited like a day and a half for that. I don't know if that was worth the wait.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to exit the donut.
Okay. I got so much stuff going on. I think my brain is exploding.
You got plenty of time.
I got plenty of time?
Yeah, you got like 5 minutes.
5 minutes? All right, let's do a couple of these classic stories. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't believe this. San Francisco is offering a resolution. Now, if you are listening to this show and you heard me say the word San Francisco, your brain already went, uh-oh. San Francisco offering a new resolution. Ready for the new resolution? It follows yesterday's resolution. And here is the resolution. Butterflies are animals and must be respected. Butterflies are animals and must be respected. There's two big things here. One, the immediate headline right after that. Guns are people too. And number two, the insect union in San Francisco has strongly objected that butterflies are animals. Now they're all in trouble. They're all having their own they're all running in a circle trying to figure each other out. Insect union has strongly. Now the head bug said, we do not accept that butterflies are animals because the union dues for the insects would be greatly affected. Not just from the butterfly, but from the pre-butterfly people as well. What do you think? You're just looking
speechless.
You're just looking at me like, what? Wait, here's
I often say that when I think about San Francisco.
Okay, now here's another one. This is great. The USA Today reports today, listen to this. Climate change is spreading disease. Now, this is what they say. Climate change, not people, not germs. Wait, climate change is spreading disease. So here's what we wrote. Here's what we wrote down in response because we wanted them to understand our position. People spread disease. People created climate change. People are Soylent Green. Uh-oh, I just ruined the end of the movie. People! Soylent Green! People! For those of you that are old enough to have seen Soylent Green, you get the joke. Let's see. And then additionally, we're going to talk about something that's coming up. We're actually going to talk about giving from a biblical perspective. Not talking about appeal. I'm actually talking about Bible giving. We're going to do that in the next segment because we're going to break out of this one kind of early. But I will tell you this before we go because this is amazing. MIT researchers have devised the world's toughest tongue twister. Want to hear it?
Well, you have a choice.
Yeah, no, not really. You have to. You're the producer of the show. You have to listen to it. You don't have
no,
to.
Okay, let's see how this works. No, Dave, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, here's what it is. See, that's how much I listen. Here it is. Those seven silver snakes should step to the side. And the MIT people are saying, if you can say that saying 10 times fast, you are a genius. Ready? So here we go. You ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Those seven silver snakes should step to the side 10 times fast. There! That proves I'm a genius right there. I just proved it. Because that's what they said. If you can say that 10 times fast, with that with 10 times fast, you got it. I'm supposed to get a prize. I don't know what prize I'm getting, but I'm thinking it's probably like out of a Cracker Jack's box. Yeah. This is what happens when I don't get enough sleep. This right here, what you're hearing right now. All right, we taking a break. That means break time. We're taking it now. We're coming back. We're going to be talking about a unique DDD, Alter Your Mind and Your Life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. the new and improved Talking Bible, can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 1-800-572-8800. That's 1-800-572-8800 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 1-800-572-8800.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Oh, good. Also, Facebook, go there and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. Quick check of the weather. We have it. Quick check of traffic. There's a blue truck right there and a red one. Oh, and a white one. And a green one, too. Cool. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend Eric Holloway. By the way, Eric's coming on tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So, Eric, I know you're listening to this show. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Okay, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. I don't even know what that means. But we know testimonials from people just like you and I. That's the key. Excalibur Roofing approaches each customer offering the best possible solution for each situation, new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs. It doesn't matter. You call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliburroofing.com, get more information. By the way, all the estimates are free. And every time Excalibur Roofing comes and works for you and does something for you, they believe they're doing it unto the Lord, that they're just not doing it for themselves in profit. And that is the kind of company you want working with you. Okay. We got a couple of things happening. We got some special guests that are going to be in the inner studio at the top of the hour. I've kind of brought them in just so they can acclimate and kind of going to get chill and relax and so on and so forth, because they've never been on the experience before, and I think it's a good idea to have them have the experience. Here's a story that you haven't heard maybe too often. This one was brought up to me by Ohio State Ron. A Nissan Leaf driver. So that's a person who drives a Nissan Leaf car. Has been charged, get this, with stealing 5 cents worth of electricity. Yes, it's true, folks. And he ended up spending the night in jail over this situation. Kava Kamua drove his Nissan to Chamberlain Middle School in Atlanta and plugged in to their little outlet for 20 minutes while he went inside. And he got back in his car. And when he got back to his car, the police officer was waiting for him and said that it was theft by taking without consent, because he plugged into an electric car. Now, look, give the guy props. He's trying to help out because he's got an electric car. Okay. Then he goes to school because he got to either pick up his son or take his son to whatever. He plugs in so that he doesn't run out of juice and cause more problems. He uses about 5 cents worth of electricity. They throw him in jail. So what's the problem here? Well, Sergeant Ernesto Ford said, hey, theft is theft. To which my response is, hey, officer, don't stop for donuts, dude, because that's not on the route. That would be gas theft, wouldn't it? That would be time theft, wouldn't it? That doesn't seem like a good idea, does it? Is this where we're going, folks? If you use 5 cents, you can't pay a 10-cent fine. You have to go to jail for a day. Watch that. That doesn't sound like fun. Let's do a quick review on some of the things that are going on in history. Most of you don't know this, and some of you won't care. But here's something to keep in mind. In 1791, on this day, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart passed away in Vienna, Austria, at age 35. Very young. Also on this day, President Polk in 1848, triggered the gold rush by confirming that gold had been discovered in California. I think we're all still looking for it. Is it golden sunshine? Gold? Well, okay. For those that don't know it, blue jeans were invented on this day in 1880. Now, that's pertinent. I mean, for most of us, that's pertinent. And also, today is bathtub party day. I don't have any idea what that means. Okay, we'll just skip that then.
Shocking.
Oh.
Positively shocking.
Positively shocking. 1868, on this day, the first American bicycle school opened. I didn't know they had a school for bicycles. Who knew? Who knew that? Also, in 1933, the end of Prohibition took place. That was something that didn't work out so good. Okay. And then in 1948, the first church service in sign language for the hearing impaired was broadcast in Jamaica, Long Island on WPIX. Wow, that's pretty interesting. Who knew that? And then, let's see, the other two important things. Abbott and Costello started their 52-episode run on television on this day. And then, unfortunately, in 1952, also on this day, the Green Hornet came to an end. Ah, the Green Hornet was great. Come on. And then the only other thing you want to know, that doesn't matter. It's not that important. Okay, we don't need that. We don't need that. So here's what we got going on, folks. What we're going to do is we're going to come back. We got some very, very interesting guests that are going to teach you that there's more going on in San Diego than maybe you think is going on. Now, we know we got great restaurants, but is there entertainment too? Yes, there is. And we're going to find out all about it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. That hour was fast. This hour coming up even faster.
We've come a long, long way together. Through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.